Welcome to Awesome Autism Tools. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to tell you about something really special that I've put together as a gift for you. Because I know so many of you want a little more peace, a little more support, and maybe a little bit more help from heaven in your everyday life. I have a free mini class called Ask Your Angels, They're Anxious to Assist. And it's honestly one of my favorite things that I've ever made. It is a simple five-part series that teaches you how to actually ask for angelic help in your parenting, your daily tasks, your worries, and even those moments when you feel totally alone. I share stories, tools, and the exact steps I use when I'm asking for angels in my own life. You can watch it or you can listen to it on a private podcast if you love learning on the go. So if you've ever wondered, are angels helping me or how do I ask for help and actually feel it? This is the class for you. It's totally free and you can join by clicking the link in the show notes or going to awesomeautismtools.com/angels. Welcome. Today, I want to give you a super quick and super easy way to start playing with something that I call four-dimensional grounding. Now, you know how much I love teaching about grounding and shielding, and it is powerful. Once you have a good routine of that, you can add in four-dimensional grounding, and actually, you can play with it without even having a grounding practice. So let me teach it to you. It's pretty easy and pretty powerful. What I'm going to teach you today is the Superman stance, which you've probably heard of before, and it's a really fun and great way to explore three out of the four dimensions of the four-dimensional grounding that I teach. So, do you know this stance? It can also be called the Wonder Woman stance. Stand up, stand tall, with your feet about shoulder width apart, your chest lifted, your hands on your hips, and looking up, not like all the way up, but like up, like if you're looking at something above you on the wall, like a picture that's hanging high above you on the wall. This is the Superman stance or the Wonder Woman stance, and it's really awesome. Just this stance incorporates two of the four dimensions of four-dimensional grounding. When you're striking this pose, you're actually doing a lot more than just looking cool or feeling confident. You're aligning your length, which is one of the dimensions of the four-dimensional grounding, the top to the bottom of your body. So from the bottom of your feet, the tips of your toes, all the way to the tip of your head, and just being really long. I almost imagine, this is what they taught me in choir, like someone pulling a little thread from the top of your head gently up, and it just makes you a little longer. This is a really good way to practice being present in your body by aligning with your length. And then when you put your hands on your hips, you're expanding your width, you're opening your shoulders. This is claiming your space. I am here. Sometimes I'll even put my hands out wide, not on my hips, but out wide like I'm flying or something, right? And this is really claiming your space, your width, and taking up more room than you normally do. So that's the second dimension. Then what I love to do is add an intention. This jumps ahead to the fourth dimension of four-dimensional grounding, adding in an important intention to you, like, I am brave, I am strong, I am safe, then you're activating the intention dimension too. Pick one. It doesn't have to be one of those. Something that is positive, you want to say, I am, and then something that you want to be. Even if you're not that yet, then you could try and say, how would it feel if I am strong? Or how would it feel if I am safe? And that activates the intention dimension. So in under 30 seconds, just by standing like Superman or Wonder Woman, feeling your length, feeling your width, breathing intentionally, taking a deep breath, and then stating your intention, I am brave, then you're actually grounding yourself energetically into that intention as well. So this is powerful for you as a parent And it's also something you can teach your kids. Teach them this stance. Do it together before school, or do it together after a meltdown. Imagine them getting into that stance and being like, I am calm. I am able to calm myself. And that might be after they've calmed themselves for sure, but it can help them ground into those dimensions. It's simple, it's grounding, and it works. Don't try and teach them this if they're not in a good place. You practice it. You practice it in a good place, and then teach them when they're open to learning. And then it's a tool that they can use, as well as, of course, a tool for you to use. Now, there is a fourth dimension of centering that I'm not going to dive into today. It's depth, and it's all about bringing yourself into the now and really being in touch with your heart. So if you're curious and want to really learn the full four-dimensional grounding method, I walk through it and teach it step by step in my Grounding in Four Dimensions class, which I'm sharing with my members of the Awesome Autism Tools in Action membership for the month of October. I'm going to have a meditation, I'm going to have a printable, and of course, bite-sized lessons that you can use to teach yourself or teach your child. So here's your challenge for today. Try the Superman stance or the Wonder Woman stance. Feel your length, feel your width, and add your simple intention. Take a deep breath and just notice how you feel afterwards. It literally will take you under 30 seconds. If that feels good, imagine what's possible when you ground in all four dimensions. So you can learn more or join the membership at awesomeautismtools.com/membership. And remember, you are grounded. You are centered. And remember, you can ground yourself every day. You can center yourself every day. You are strong and you are powerful. And what you're doing is important. Thanks for being here. I'm so glad I could share this tool with you today. I love sharing these tools with you. If you think someone will benefit from this tool, please share with them. And if you have an awesome autism tool, I would love to hear about it. So share that with me. Have a great day. I'm so excited to announce I'm having an Angel 5-day Voxer group. A Voxer group is a small private chat where we all share the same space, kind of like a cozy living room, but you're on your phone. And you get to do it on your own time. There's no scheduled calls. There's no pressure. You just show up when you can, listen, and then you're able to share your thoughts and feelings. It's kind of like an interactive podcast. Inside this 5-day Angel Voxer group, you'll be able to hear short voice memos from me. You'll be able to share your own messages or questions. You can share your angel experiences. You can ask for prayers or support. We'll celebrate miracles together. And the other thing that I'll be doing is giving a daily prompt every day so that you can practice interacting and asking your angels for help. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm so excited to see you there. It will be December 8th through the 12th, and the link is in the show notes if you want to sign up. I hope to see you there.